Hey, Survivor. Welcome to episode 69 of the Vibrant Survivor podcast. Today, I want to talk about the costs of maintaining your toxic relationship with a benign narcissist. But first, let's take time to self-regulate with a 448 breathing exercise. Ready? Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. How does that feel in your body right now? Benign narcissists may be relatively harmless, but you still have to pay to play when you entertain these types. Grab your notebook and pen, and let's dig in. Hey, Survivor. Welcome to the Vibrant Survivor podcast. Do you want to disconnect from a narcissistic or toxic situation and heal? Are you Googling how to identify a narcissist, narcissistic abuse, and boundaries? Are you feeling stressed and lonely while trying to avoid being sucked back in and lied to again? Hey, I'm Leslie. As a busy wife and mom, I fell for the lies and manipulations of narcissists. I wasted my time, talents, and money on users who kept moving the goalposts. I wanted real relationships and business opportunities and to enjoy life with my family. Instead, I struggled with anxiety, panic attacks, and insomnia, and I couldn't trust my body or anybody until I took a holistic approach to healing. In this podcast, you'll find tips for healthy living, trauma healing, and boundaries so that you'll have the freedom, confidence, and inner peace to respond, not react, after narcissistic abuse. Take a deep breath in, let it out slowly, and just relax. This time's for you. Hey, Survivor! Are you tired of feeling exhausted, stressed, lonely, and stuck in narcissistic relationships, and you just want closure and healing? I spent years rationalizing toxic relationships and dysfunctional environments in the name of community, connection, and career. As a result, I wasted my time, talents, and money on users who kept moving the goalposts. One of the worst was an alleged murderer who discarded me after I caught him lying, stopped helping him for free, and held my boundaries. Even though I dodged a bullet, I felt depressed, ashamed, and I doubted myself. I want you to know that you don't have to suffer in silence, feel alone, or crazy anymore. Come and experience the power of creating your own closure without the permission or participation of the narcissist. I've been no contact for over 4 years now, and I've grown personally and professionally. I have more clarity, stronger boundaries, I'm building a life and business that I've always wanted, and enjoying real relationships. I know you want to break patterns of getting into toxic relationships, even if you don't mean to. And it feels so good to disconnect from dysfunction, set and hold boundaries, provide closure for myself, and focus on self-care, and to empower my kids to do the same. Go to closurecoachingsession.com right now and get ready to heal after narcissistic abuse. I've become entangled in relationships with benign narcissists without even realizing it. Specifically, I've experienced this type in fake friendships that lasted for years. Can you relate? Identifying a benign narcissist can be tricky because they can appear bubbly, fun, or the life of the party on the surface. But when you get closer or go deeper, that is, if they let you, you'll find the typical, although milder, narcissistic traits, such as lack of empathy, selfishness, attention-seeking, immaturity, or childishness. In her book, Don't You Know Who I Am?, clinical psychologist Dr. Ramani Durvasula describes the benign narcissist as one of 5 major types of narcissist, and the traits that I just described before inform their unfiltered, foolish social behavior. If you're serious about your life and relationships, then you'll want to count the costs before taking a loss. Here are 4 costs of maintaining your toxic relationship with a benign narcissist. Number 1, it messes with your mental health. Narcissists love to play mind games, don't they? constantly gaslighting and manipulating other people. This is confusing. It causes anxiety, and it can be depressing. And what it does is it makes you feel unworthy of either being a part of the friend group or worthy of an invitation to a group activity. And that's not a good feeling. Number two, it triggers traumatic responses. Everyone walks on eggshells around the narcissist, and with good reason. Narcissists tend to be very immature, and couple that with not being able to regulate their emotions, and you've got a perfect storm for tantrums, especially when things don't go the way that they want, or everything's not about them. They may snap at you in front of others in a friend group, for example, which one keeps you in line and in check, but also it keeps others in check because they're watching you get laid out in front of the group and they don't want that smoke. See how this works? Number three, it leaves you feeling lonely. The narcissist will isolate you in an attempt to control the narrative. This creates a dependency on them, and it's not healthy. They may take the opportunity to plant some seeds of doubt or try to influence others' opinions about you. They may insert themselves in any and every situation, try to prevent you from developing healthy, close, normal relationships with others. Again, in the context of a friend group, for example. And this can create an awkwardness and undermine trust and further isolate, even alienate you, especially if there's a lot of gossiping going on, lying, saying stuff behind your back, and it can really get sticky and tricky to just be yourself, relax, cultivate friendships. And if you're at a stage in your life where that's important to you, you really need that, then that can be even more discouraging and just make you feel even more alone as you're going through life. Number four, it breaks down your boundaries. Narcissists can and will attack you for setting and holding boundaries. How dare you have boundaries? How dare you say no or tell them that they cannot do something or that you're not going to tolerate something? When you take a firm stance on what you will or won't tolerate from other people, the narcissist does not like that at all. They want you to cater to them. Everything's about them. Everything needs to revolve around them. If it doesn't, they'll try to spin it so that it involves them or revolves around them. And they will even go so far as to make you look like the bad guy or make you feel guilty for standing up to them. They may even play victim just to make it look really good. So what are some solutions? What can you do? You can go no or low contact and just create space, remove yourself from the situation, especially if it's something like a friend group. There are certain times when you may not be able to get away from the narcissist easily or avoid them, say in a work situation or a family. In some cases, you may choose to maintain the relationship, but with boundaries and tactics to help you to navigate it so that you can protect your health and well-being. I've also seen members of friend groups grow weary of the benign narcissist and view them as silly, annoying, and even draining to deal with. And slowly and quietly, I've seen folks distance themselves or become more selective in participating in events and activities where the narcissist will be, or they'll throw themselves into other endeavors, whether it's a business or a hobby or their family. They may even go so far as to confront the narcissist about their behavior, which is often met with denial, deflection, defensiveness, ducking and dodging. Sound familiar? Or the entire friend group may implode, and then everyone goes their separate ways. Let's recap four costs of maintaining your toxic relationship with a benign narcissist. Number one, it messes with your mental health. Number two, it triggers traumatic responses. Number three, it leaves you feeling lonely. And number four, it breaks down your boundaries. Remember, when evaluating your relationships, don't stay in the shallow if you want a deep dive. Survivor, you are worthy of healthy relationships. Take care and enjoy this Easter weekend.
If this podcast has helped you understand who and what you're dealing with, sharpen your discernment, and move forward on your healing journey, share it with another survivor. Help me help others by leaving a review for the show. And let's connect on social. Take a screenshot, share it in your IG stories, find and tag me at The Vibrant Survivor, and I'll share your post too. I look forward to connecting with you on IG and seeing you back here. You're not alone and you're not crazy. Know who you're dealing with, know who you are. Take care, and I'll meet you back here next week. Bye-bye.